Blog Talk Radio. more than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me go back out. I got to see her name. Tasha Cobb, I believe it is, and you know my name. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good gospel music. Not only does he know our name, he knows the very intent of our hearts. He knows our thoughts. Yeah, he knows everything about us. He made us piece by piece, limb by limb. Yeah, he made us. So we thank God this morning that he knows us personally. Hallelujah. He knows what we stand in the need of. He knows what we don't need. And know what our family needs. He knows where everybody is at. You know, we may not know where some family members are, but he knows where everybody is located today, are located. I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah. And welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is September the 3rd, 2019. Look at this. 9 months and 3 days into this new year. We have just a very short distance to go, and we'll be celebrating the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year coming. Hallelujah. And so we're grateful unto Almighty God for keeping us and keeping us with a sound mind, you know, keeping us with health enough to live. Hallelujah. Some of us may not have all the health we desire, but yet he keep us with enough to keep us alive, and I thank God for that. Keep our mind straight so that we can tell him thank you. We can ask for what we feel we need, we want. Hallelujah. And so that's a great thing this morning. That's a great thing. And we thank God. We give him glory, honor, and praise. And we appreciate him. We love him. We just thank him. Hallelujah. For all he has done. Today, our guest is none other than Mr. Keith LaPelle Biggins, and I was hoping to bring Keith live today, but with the hurricane situation and his job and this and that, he decided that we would record it, and I lost a portion of it, but I do have about 20 minutes of it because I interviewed him a little longer than 20 minutes, you know, talk to him and everything. And one thing I like that he said, because so many people are against this president that we have, and no matter what he says or what he does, everybody find fault in it. No matter the good he tried it to be, but people find fault in it. And I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about those that say they are believers and they're Christians and all of this. Some of them pastors and have positions in the church, and the way they talk about this man is crazy to me, you know, because he's yet in high power. You know, God placed him there. God allowed it. And if we remember, nothing goes on unless God approves it. So evidently God approved for him to be in the position that he's in. And because this man is not a real politician, you know, he was more of a businessman, and he was in a position where he was, to be honest, separated from people. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't in a low-income community, you know, a predominantly black area, or, you know, he wasn't dealing a whole lot with poor people and this kind of thing. So where he come from, he was just used to saying whatever's on his mind about whatever he says it about. And I'm assuming he thought people would understand, you know, hey, I'm not a politician. I come in here to straighten some things out that's been crooked for so long. And I come to put a stop to the madness in America, because whoever was in here before me, they just allowed anything to go on, and they brought it, and these people help to get it passed. But I'm here to give you what God desires, what God wants in here. You know, I'm not saying he's a godly man or anything, but God allowed him to put some things in place that had he not gotten in there, it wouldn't be in place, and we still wouldn't be thinking the same way that normal Americans, normal Americans would be thinking. Yeah, we wouldn't be doing it that way. And so much come up, and what people refuse to understand is this man, he have to give something to everybody. He's running a whole country with many different nationalities. And no matter what he says or what they think they see him doing, he still have to give something to everybody. Yeah, because everybody vote counts, and he wanted to come back again. And if he don't give everybody something, then he won't be reelected. And so folk just hold grudges. I'm talking about these church going, saying they Christian folk. They just hold grudges and dig to find all the dirt they can and mock him and put all kind of stuff about him on Facebook. It's just ridiculous. But what Keith said was this. Keith said that people say that he's, you know, a bad president, in other words, and he prejudiced and this and that. But Keith said had he not signed that First Step Act, he would have still been locked up right now. And a whole lot of others would have still been in there. He said there's another act that they're trying to get because I don't forget what he said about going back or something. But he said he left a lot of people in there, but there was a lot released, and the majority of these people were black people. He said, so if the man is so prejudiced, he knew that this would benefit black people, he went right ahead and signed it to release these black men and women out of prison. So I did enjoy that part because as Christians, as followers of God, followers of Christ, we got to think like he thinks. We got to do what he is doing, what he did, what he's doing, and the things that he will do. We got to learn to forgive our enemies, and we can't learn to look to man, trust no man, but we got to continue to look to God. So whatever's going on in the country, in your house, on the job, wherever's going on at, and you don't agree with it, you don't like it, it's not for us to lash out directly at the person because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, principalities, wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness. So we have to remember the devil got his job to do, yet God gave us ours. And we need to be in prayer and stop all of this nonsense because Jesus said what he meant in his word and he meant what he said. And he's coming back again. Yeah, some of these church folks, they remind me of them scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And I was looking over in John chapter 8, all the way down verse 1 to 36. And remember the woman who they accused of being an adulterer? And they come to try to set Jesus up is what they did. They try to come so that they could accuse him of something. So they said, we know what Moses said in his law about adultery, but what is it you said? He was stooping down and he began to write in the sand. So they continued, what you said about this? Yeah. And so he just let them know. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast the stone at her. Uh-huh. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. He fixed it. He cleared it. As they say, he cleared the room. Because you got a lot of finger pointers. You got a lot of accusers. And even in the world, when you say you're of God, boy, they come with all the clowning. And they say Jesus ain't the Son of God. He's a prophet. He was a good man. He was a preacher. He was a churchgoer. But that's those people that have not had a personal relationship with him. That are those people who have not believed and begin to seek him and begin to seek his word and pray for understanding. That's those people. But when you know what you know, you've been through what you've been through, and he's been there with you, and he's brought you through, and he's still bringing you through every day. He's yet blessing you. You can't help what they say, but this is how people are. But I just wish them church folks wouldn't do it. I just wish the believer would not take side with the world and act like the world. Do gooders and want to stand up and point the finger. But I'm like Jesus. He that is without sin, go ahead and cast the first stone. And let's see where that gets you. Because if you're living in this world and you've never done nothing wrong, I really need to get with you. I really need to see you. Because the only one I know was like that was Jesus. John the Baptist was born, they say, with the Holy Ghost, but he was not the Son of God. Yeah. So listen, he let them know. So they were standing alone when he got through, you know, clearing the room. And then in the 10th verse it says, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. You see? Go and sin no more. He loves us today. That let me know right there God loves us. He forgave her. He forgave her of her sin. And got the people off her back and then told her to go and sin no more. And see, even people in prison, you got a lot of people against them. Because they finger point us. And they need something to condemn and somebody to condemn. But when if they would just take a look at themselves, they would see the first one without sin cast the first stone. You can't do it. Because his words say we all have sinned and come short. Yeah. We all have sinned and come short. And Jesus went on to share some things with them, and he told them, because he went to the temple to teach, and he told them, you know, y'all say you need two witnesses to believe something. He said, I'm one witness, and my Father is the other. They asked him, where is his Father? He told them they didn't know, and they wouldn't understand, in other words. Because, see, they looking at the flesh, they looking at the world, they looking unto the pastor, you know, they looking unto television evangelists, and they looking at all this stuff and people, because people want the easy way out. They don't want to get down in the book for themselves and study the word of God. They don't want to have a personal prayer life and a personal Bible study life, a personal life of fasting sometime, a life of seeking God and not seeking him for stuff and things, but for guidance. And seeking him that, Lord, you would help me to walk upright before you daily and teach me how to love my enemies and teach me, Lord, how to listen so that I can be taught, not listen to respond to something, to give an answer. Like I know everything and like I have it all together. We're striving daily for perfection. Apostle Paul let me know that. And as long as I live, I'll be striving. But he told me this. He said he was going to show me a mystery that we all would be changed in the twinkling of an eye. So the people of God, we are separated from church-going folks. We're separated from those that say they are believers, but they act like they, what is it you believe in? Because you're not believing the word of God. You're not believing God. You're not believing the Son, Jesus. You're not believing. Because you wouldn't hold things against people for so long. You quickly forgive. And when people come up against you, you quickly agree with your adversary and keep it moving. God told us, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. even said, let the wheat and the tare grow together in the day of harvest. I'll do the separating. You don't have to straighten it out. Even make avenues that we get away. And even if we can't get away, even if we got to work with these people, be around these people, they're in your household. You know, they're part of your household. Sometimes it's your husband, it's your wife, it's your children. And you can't separate because y'all are family. But you can steal away. You can go in your personal private closet, shut the door, and go and tell God about it. You can research the scriptures and find the word of God that will carry you through the day, that you can meditate on. I don't care what come my way, and I've been come against and all lied on all kind of stuff. But guess what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can love my enemies. I can ignore their foolishness. I can forgive them quickly. Jesus even said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And they had did some stuff to him, and they were murdering him, and they were crucifying him. They lied on me. They didn't crucify me. I didn't suffer like Jesus did. Yeah. My dad said that was a song that come out that said everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And he said he didn't take it as a die naturally. He took it as nobody wants to die spiritually. I want to die to their flesh so God can live in them and through them. Yeah. So we thank God for those that he brought out of prison. And I thank him for those that he brought out of prison with knowing him. Yeah. Knowing it was him. And see, Kiefer, one of those that know that. He's one that's been in scriptures, you know, studying a little bit and praying and attending when he was teaching the truth. He got some light about him now. Happy? Oh, my goodness. I said, for a man that's spent 25 years, it don't make no sense. But you can only be happy like this if God is with you. You won't call the COs in there, which are correctional officers. You won't call them the police. You won't be against them because they have a job to do. Yeah. You're not against the police. Guess what? Without the police, there's no law or order. We need the police. We need many of them to do better and to stop being so scared. And at least the thing just violent and taking it out on people. We need them to stop all of that. But there's a way to do that. Yeah. The songwriter said this, I've learned to pray. In and out of season. Any time for any reason. Prayer is the key. And your faith unlocks the door. Ask anything, and it shall be done. For God hear every word you say. And while you're calling on him, he's already on the way. Prayer will fix it every time. Every time. Over and over again. But we get so caught up into what's happening. Until we don't think. To pray. And look here. Pray for the police, but pray for the victims that we're calling them victims. Pray for the people that they're arresting. Pray for the people that they're shooting and killing. Because guess what? Many times it's their fault. I know people hate me for that. Oh, they killed a black man. It was the black man's fault. When they ask you to do something, do it. Oh, my rights. You got a right to do what they say. And let the courts decide. Because if I don't have no warrants on me, I have done nothing wrong, and I know I haven't done anything wrong, and they pull me over and they ask me to do something, roll your window down. May I see your driver's license, your insurance, and registration? Here it is. Because everything is properly updated. Everything is what it's supposed to be according to the law in the state that I live, the city that I live. The DMV or the tax collector's office say I got it straight. I paid my money, and I'm good. Now, if they come with anything other than that, whatever they tell me, I'm still going to do it. Well, ma'am, we got to step out the car. I'm stepping out the car. Well, ma'am, we got to arrest you. Okay. And after we figure it out in the court, we'll go from there. But the entire time, I'm praying, and I'm trusting God. And I don't believe the Lord are going to allow them to bother me, and I did nothing. Because he know where my heart is. And he said to obey the laws of the land. And if I'm obeying the laws of the land, I have a right to go to the Father and ask him to help me through his son, Jesus. Yeah? But we're not right. I'm telling you the truth. We're not right. And even if I was married to someone of a different race, and I felt like, you know, these people are against the person that I married, that's not between them and my spouse. It's between my spouse and I and what we decided to do. God honor marriage. So I'm going to keep my spouse covered in prayer. I'm going to go to the scriptures and give my spouse scriptures. And daily, before he leaves home or whatever, we're going to go over these scriptures. I don't remember what the word said. Because, see, that devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And the devil is not playing. He's no joke. He's not like church people. He's not like those that say they believe and act like they never heard about what they should believe. He stay on his job. He don't leave his post. He tighten up his command on his post. Yeah, we playing, church folks and all of that. He's not playing. Yeah. So we just got to do better. And start seeking God more and stop being so surprised by every little thing because God already told us what was coming. Yeah. But if we haven't been in the book, we won't know. If we haven't looked up the promises of God concerning us, we won't know what's for us. Yeah. So Jesus then said, this is verse 19, then said they unto him, where is thy father? Jesus answered, you neither know me nor my father. If you had known me, you should have known my father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I'll go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, ye cannot. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he says, whether I go, you cannot come. You see, and that's just the way church folks think. Nothing spiritual concerning God. Everything is about the flesh. When you're a churchgoer and you're not seeking God, you're not studying his word, you don't have nothing personal between you and him, you're depending on the church people, the preacher, the Sunday school teacher, you're dependent on them, and you're part of a social club. You can say I'm a part of something, and you treat it like you're a member of a club. You don't treat it like you're a member of the house of prayer, and that God added you. You're going over there because, you know, you don't have to worry about basically getting shot like you would at the club. You know, you like to dress up and you like uniform type stuff, so you go over there because this Sunday we wearing red, next Sunday we wearing purple, you know. So you in there like that, and then they serve food over there. We always eating and drinking, and we travel out of town. And so you feel like you're part of a social club, and this is fulfilling to you. But he don't need no social club members. He need workers. He needs disciples. He needs sons and daughters. For the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. We pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more labors. But what about us, God? What can you use us to do? When we get that mentality, we're going to come out of the church folk syndrome and stop being church goers and pew warmers and all of this. We're going to be the true and real people of God. I come every morning and I come to teach faith, love, obedience, not unto man, but unto God. Because this is what it takes. We must obey him. We must love him. We must work daily and believe and trust God. We can't put it on the back burner sometime when we done heard bad news. Oh, Lord Jesus, passing out from the bad news. No, we got to hold it together. And again, tell yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I see they done kill my sons. But that weapon yet won't destroy me. If God allowed it, there's a reason for it. He don't have to tell me what reason. I trust him enough to know that he loved me. And if he took this boy out of here, that was a reason for it. If he took my daughter, my mama, my dad, whoever he allowed to go out of here, that was a good reason for it. I don't have to know why, Lord. I don't have to ask him why. I've been with him long enough to know how much he loved me. And then he loved me even more than I can imagine. And all the time I've been with him, he's been showing love. And he's yet got even more love to show me. I trust him with everything, my life. I trust him. So whatever he allowed, he allowed it because he knew I can withstand. He won't put any more on me than I can stand. He won't do it. He's only going to allow me to go through what I can handle. But I got to stay focused. Yeah, I got to stay focused on him and his word and continue to grow in him. See, the relationship from 1993 to 2019, my relationship with him has grown. I married him in 93, for real, for real. All before, I was trying to, have a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship. He wasn't going for it. Either you're going to marry me or you got to go on, because I can't be nobody part-time lover and all of that. That's not the way I am. I need a wife, and I need one that's going to be dedicated to me. I need a wife that won't cheat on me. I need a wife that's going to tell me the truth about everything. I need a wife that's going to know she can trust me. I'm never going to cheat on her. I bless many women. I bless the whole world, but nobody that I'm going to cheat on her with. I need the kind of wife that won't me in every woman's life. Yeah. So I thank God this morning that if we focus right, no matter what come our way, we'll remember our life is in his hand. And no matter what come our way, we'll remember this. It's an individual walk. I can't walk for my children. I want better for them. I want them to love the Lord. I want them to be obedient unto him. I want them to work in the vineyard while it's day. But guess what? That's between them and him. That's between him and them. Yes. I got to remember me, because when I stand before him, I'm not standing for anyone but me. I can't stand for my baby. I can't stand for my oldest son. I can't stand for my grandkid, my great-grand. I can't do it. As much as I love Cobricia, I can't stand for Cobricia. Cobricia got to stand for herself. So that means Cobricia must get it right with God for Cobricia. Because she can't fly on grandmama wings. I need my own. I got to fly on my own. So, yeah, we got to go to God about every little thing. And when we see people out of line, then we want to say something positive. And see, I only hang with a certain kind of people. I just don't hang with any and every old body thinking any and every old kind of way. I hang with those that when I tell them about Mr. Trump, they're not going to fight me. Oh, Bobby, you crazy. He prejudiced. How you can love him, this and that, because the word says so? and the words that come subject to the higher power. I'm talking about the truth now. If we're making ways to go back with him, there are certain things required of us. I don't care about I don't like him. Why not? Have I always been this way? Was I ever prejudiced? Have I ever told a lie? Have I ever manipulated somebody? Come on now. He without the sin cast the first stone. Or them, or they without sin cast the first stone. But we don't think like that. This is how we think. I'm not doing that. Yeah, but you did something else. Wrong is wrong and right is right. There's no big wrong and no little wrong. Wrong is wrong. And this is the way God look at sin. There's no big sin and no little sin. Sin is just sin. Whether you tell a lie or murder somebody, they equal the same, they carry the same weight. If I steal a bubble gum or I commit, what this thing is, what they calling it now, where you're fighting people, something where you, you know, you get that charge on you for fighting. So whether I steal a bubble gum or I committed that crime right there, it equals the same. Guess what? Wrong is wrong. I broke the law on both of them. I didn't break it a little bit. I didn't just crack it. I broke the whole law. Man is the one with all of this stuff. Yeah. So He shared with them all this stuff, and all they could see was the flesh. They couldn't see no spirit, you know. But he let them know that you're going to die in your sins because you won't believe on God and you won't believe on who God sent, his only begotten son. You won't believe. So when I leave here, you're going to die in your sins. Oh, yes, he did tell them. And some days that's the way I feel, no matter what I bring, whatever God sent through me, people don't fully receive it because they don't fully seek him. They looking for something to tickle their ear. They looking for something to hoop. Or they looking for something to help them to save money and help them to gain money and the this and the that and the what's going on in the world and politics and what can I do to become better at getting money? What can I do to become better at getting the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy? They want more of the natural than they do of the spirit. But I try, but I don't think I must not explain it right. That's what they say, must not. Maybe I don't explain it right, because if you seek God more spiritually and come out of your flesh, let that flesh die. The natural woman, the natural man, forget it. And tend to that spiritual side. You will end up, and you know, when you get it, you won't really see it that way. But you will end up with the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. You will end up, when you need things, God will supply for you. But see, we want it when we want it, and we don't want to give it all to God because we're afraid if I want it on Monday, he may not come Monday and give it to me. You know, I may have to wait 5 years or whatever, but guess what? What you get from God, it won't add no sorrows. It won't have you around there crying and wringing your hands where your next payment going to come from and this, that, and the other. You won't have to go through that. Listen, when everybody else's roof blowing off their house, your roof will be like it's got steel. It's being bolted down. When everybody else on the job is going through, you singing songs of Zion. You go home and sleep real good at night. You go home and prepare a good meal. They can't even go home and prepare a nutritious meal because their mind is so tore up because of what's happening on the job. See, but when you walk in the spirit, when you stay with God spiritually, I'm not saying you're going to be perfect, but you're striving daily. for perfection in him. You're striving daily to show him how much you love him. You're striving daily, Lord, I want to stop doing this. You always got something you want him to deliver you from. Because all these years, we want to keep growing in him and keep getting out of us that what shouldn't be in us, because we've been holding on to some things. We've been holding on to the flesh more than the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, yeah. So, look, on down here, he let them know, y'all don't believe, and if I leave here, y'all going to die in your sins. And they came back again, with different stuff, trying to accuse him. But I'm going on down to verse 28. Well, let's do 27. This is John, the 8th chapter. And we started, up around, I think, 11 or so, but we skipped some and we're down to 27. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. See, because he told them, he said, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak of the world, those things which I have heard of him, talking about the Father. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. Did you hear what he said? When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he. Until you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and seek him, and pray for understanding of this word. You're out of gas, I'm sorry. Yeah. See, until you do that, you won't know that he's of the Father, and that which everything he's doing is from the Father. It's what God taught him. He speaks those things that the Father taught him. Yeah. In 29 it says, and he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Now that right there, we need to capture that and put it in big bold letters. And remember this, I do always those things that please him. This is why Jesus was so blessed. He wanted to please the Father. His main desire was to please the Father. And when our ways please God, my goodness, I'm dying. So look, he went on to 30 and he said, as he spake these words, many believed on him. In 31 it says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. See, because as we continue in his word is going to teach us. His word is going to fill us. His word is going to allow us to know things, that deep things that we never know, as they call it. His word is going to allow us to know, if I trust him, he's going to lead and guide me. I don't see nothing happening, I feel hurt, but I got to trust God. Because in my trust in him, I'm trusting him because he loved me and he has never done me dirty before. He's never done anything against me. All that he did for me was to bless me. He even worked miracles in my life. Yeah. So now we went on down to 32, but he said that if you continue my word, then are you my disciples. In 32 it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And look, all those people locked up. Yeah, they locked up. But if they know the truth made them free. Yeah, that spirit man is free. I don't care nothing about you telling me I can't go home to my family and I got to obey this rules and do it that way. Okay, but I'm free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 33 says, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? They didn't know about the spiritual freedom, you see. And many today don't know about spiritual freedom. In 34, he said that Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin." 35 says, "And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever." 36, it says, "If the son therefore shall make you free," and he's talking about the son, S-O-N. "If the S-O-N therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." But the Son of God, Jesus Christ, he's the one that makes you free. It's the only way to God is to come through him. People want to leave him out. Talking about because he's the son, he ain't his pop, but they are one. That's what they got to understand. He made Jesus, he was the Word, and then God made the Word flesh. Yeah. But we got to get in the book to really fully understand some things. So I want to share that first this morning, and we're going to pray, and then we'll come back with our interview from Mr. Keith LaPelle Biggins. Yes, yes. And I'm grateful unto the Lord for his word. And we got to be set free by the Son. And if the Son make us free, then we're free indeed. And we got to remember this. And whatever go on in our lives, we want to run to God quickly. We want to run to him quickly. We don't want to let our flesh get caught up into anything, because the flesh makes things worse. But that spiritual man will make things better. Hallelujah. I even look back at Solomon. Solomon says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath." And I've seen it in action. I've had the opportunity to use it. A soft answer, and it did turn away wrath. I even heard people say, "Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I thought you were saying that." I said, "Oh, no, no, no." And they was like, "Oh, I'm sorry." Because they really didn't want to be wrathful. But, I mean, if that's where you was coming from, I'll get wrathful with you now. Yeah, I'll cuss you out and fight you, too, if that's what you're looking for today. I wasn't looking for that, and I wasn't trying to get that, but if that's what you want, you see. But the Word blesses us and teaches us some things that even teach us how to survive out here in this world. Yeah. Live peaceably with all men. Hallelujah. Some that, you know, they're having a bad day and they're taking out what they're going through on everybody, but there's a way to even handle that. They take a fool and just hell raise by themselves. Yeah. So if you don't hell raise back, eventually they're going on down the road. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, I got one to go to right quick, and when we come back, well, I'll tell you what, we'll come back with our morning prayer. But I tell you what, let's go to this quick one. This one is quicker, and then I'm going to come back and
blessing, yeah. light. Whenever God shines his light on you.
God tonight. Our Father and our God tonight. We meet you tonight with thanksgiving in our heart and our mind still stayed on thee. Our Father, we meet you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your love and kindness. You've been good to us all tonight, Lord. Not only have you been good just last night, but from the rocking of our cradles, Father, right down here in this present moment, you've been good to us, Lord. When we were sick and thought we wouldn't get well, you were our doctor, Lord. And tonight we have a story to tell. We can tell somebody whatever you need. Turn it over to the Lord. And I know the Lord will supply tonight. But tonight, my Father, I'm just calling on you right now. Just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for making ways for me, Lord. Thank you for raising up me when I was down and out. Somebody may be listening to me right now, Lord. Maybe at a crossroad in their life. May not know which direction to go in, Lord. But my mama told me a long time ago, if you hear my prayer, Lord, somebody will have a sense of direction. But, Lord, please, Lord, while we're joining in prayer right now, somebody needs you in their home tonight. Somebody needs you on their job tonight. Somebody needs you to walk with them. Somebody needs you to talk with them. Lord, the United States of America, Lord, we need you right now, Lord. We need you to take us by the hand of our weak mind. Lead and guide us and direct us in the way you would have us to go. Master, somebody got a son. Somebody got a daughter. Don't know you in the free part of that sin. But I heard you say one day in your word, if you be lifted up from the earth, you draw men unto you. We're lifting you up right now. Somebody may come crying, I yield. And I can't hold out no longer. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Somebody tell God thank you tonight. Tell him thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for being found that tired. I don't know what I would do tonight without you, Lord. But you know what you've done for me, Jesus? And not only me tonight, you did it for my brothers and sisters. You looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Spoke to our golden moments. Told him to roll on a little while longer. It's not my mother. It's not my father. It's not my sister. It's not my brother. Ah, it's me. It's me. It's me. Ah, Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. And then, Lord, and Mama used to say, in my growing up, when I go down to the end of this yard, when I can go in my room to come out no more, when you reach under my eyelids and pull down the blue curtain of death, when someone call me and I won't be able to no longer answer, when somebody call me Robert and I can't answer them, Lord, I don't know where I may be in a dying hour, but wherever I may be, I believe in my heart that you'll be there also. So close to me. So close to me. Until I can lean my head upon your breast. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said amen. Give God a hand of praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer for me now. Yeah, he prayed that this morning, and I thank God. And we're going in with Mr. Keith LaPere Bigham this morning, and going to hear his testimony. And I thank God for Angela King. I thank God for her. Thank God for me being able to get in touch with Keith, and thank God for Lisa, because Lisa Banks is coming this week, hopefully. And so I just trust the Lord in all he does, and I know it's working for our good. Because this, you know, is what the Lord is looking for. People not with so much news, but with a work unto him. Things that he can do something about. You know, he can heal the sick. He can raise the dead. He can make the lame walk and all this kind of stuff, you know. And so I'm just grateful unto him this morning that he is. He is everything we need and more. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can't help but tell you thank you this morning. So we're going in and take a listen to Keith. And like I said, I missed some of the interview, but I was blessed to get this part. All right, come on.
Because it's my impact taken away. But I had to bury myself. As I always tell people, an old saying that I heard, printing can be a playground for a fool, or it can be a university for a wise man. And I chose to be that wise man. So I chose to learn. But I learned from others. I learned from mistakes. Seeing guys, they use any excuse to get high. They stab each other. It was the word. So I had to watch. I never wanted to pass judgment on people. And you know how you have all kinds of people come to jail. You got child molesters. You got, you name it, they come to prison. So my day, they want to take the truth. They want to jump on. They want to stab out for what reason. So I thought up sin is sin. What I was doing was sin. So don't accept me if you ain't gonna step in. And that's how I was. I was kind of like at peace with it. I realized that I had a purpose, but I kept a lot of stuff down daily. People wake up with things on their mind just to hurt people, just to make their life miserable. And I realized that hurt people actually hurt people. So I was like, you know, family love comes. So I was that kind of dude, like when transgenders come on the call file, child, or that, this, that. I stand up and let them know, hey, look, they're human. God created them. They made a choice. They made a bad decision. So my thing was, I didn't care what it got you at prison, why you came at prison. If you came around me, all I ask you is what you want. It's why you're interested in burying yourself. My whole purpose was to help you get past what you did and become a better person. And I respected everybody the same way I wanted. And I think that's why I made it a long way. The officers got along with me. Every trip I've been at, the officers speak to me like I'm somebody they know, because they said something about me. And that's because I can't have that respect. I didn't look at them as the police. She put me in their job to protect me. And I made sure their job was comfortable. Because, you know, a lot of places, off the influence of people, because people believe in me and follow my eyes, so I use that to be peace between everybody. You know, you got a lot of gang members in there, and I understand gang now. People join gang because they're looking for love. It's not protection. Some people never had family, and that's why they join these little cliques, because that's what they truly love at. They click for love in the wrong place. Nice to get a that message. And they send a difference. You know, sometimes they change and drop out. Sometimes they stay where they are. But the gang leaders always respect what I said. Because I can't even have that point who I spoke to as a man. Not as somebody trying to spoil what they had. Because that's the way of life is meant to be in a car. So, you know, I always was by myself. And that's how, you know, that's how I look at it. You know, my heart be heavy a lot because I know. Once I left, you know, it's going to be a lot of change. People's going to start bullying again. People's going to start taking over. So I have to go to that point to pray. And I write a lot of books. So I didn't know I forgot about that self picture. So I know what it is to not get there. But I know how important it is to get there. And just by be right instead of pissing. And they know what man he ain't forget about. So it's the small thing that counted for me. A lot of people, with the time I had, even their own family was counted about. So I had a prayer for them. So she, my father gave them 25 years of death plus 20. So that's why it's big possible. I can. I spent time with her. And, you know, she corresponds with a lot of guys that I left behind. They can get on call. So she can keep hope alive. Keep them inspired with words. So it's all about that. So you got a lot of hopeless brothers in prison. So, I mean, it's just sad. It's just a sad thing. Yeah, I just try to think about the good part. Because my good days, I wait my bad days. That's why I try not to complain at all. No matter where I go through, I realize where I came from, what God sent me from.
Beautiful. Now I want to go back to something. You said because of Mr. Trump signed this
right.
First Step Act, and he knew the majority would be African American people, and
right.
you can't really help how other people feel about him or whatever
right.
it may be, because he signed it, like you said,
right.
knowing who it would really benefit. And so
right.
When I look at that, even I never really had a problem with him because I'm not into politics. I'm into God
right, right.
relationship.
Okay.
So
that's right.
I saw some different things that he did and he said, and people just took it and run with it in the wrong way because, you know, they don't like him anyway. So anything he
right,
do
right.
is going to be ignorant. It's going to be wrong. But he's a human
right.
like anybody else. And I'm with you. I thank God that he signed that bill knowing
right.
who the majority, who it would benefit, you know, the majority that would
that's
benefit
right.
from it. So I thank
right,
God.
Right, right.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Keith LaPierre-Biggums, and he did 25 years in prison, and he was released on the First Step Act. And I just wanted to talk to him today and, you know, get him to share with us what it was like being there and then coming out of there. Because, Keith, I did 19 months in Florida Department of Correction over at Lord, yeah, in O'Kelly,
okay.
Florida, yeah. So then,
oh, yeah, that's the first prison.
That's it.
Yeah, I did a lot of reading up on that trip.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on that trip.
Oh, yeah. Been there and done that. But God allowed me
right.
to do 19 months on three. But this was the same, Keith. I went in
right.
one way, and God brought me out another. You know?
Okay, that's
and
right.
The way that he brought me out, he showed me some things, but at the same time, I couldn't really see spiritually because I wouldn't totally surrender my all. So I got out of there, and I became the dope lady in Birmingham, Alabama. He allowed all of this now, because this is a testimony. He allowed all of this because the day he set in motion for me to come completely out of that, all of it, and out the world and get the devil back all his tools, that day came. And when that day came, because see, I was raised in the church. My parents were good, godly people. And, you know, I went to Bible study when I got grown. I served breakfast every first Sunday in the church, worked on the usher board, you know. But this is what it was. I had a form of godliness and was denying the power thereof. I honored God with my lips, but my heart was far from it. says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things
right.
has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So you could have been to prison, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But if you marry him and become a faithful companion to him, that number behind your name, it won't make a difference, because guess what? In the initial stages, the enemy might try to show you where you got a number behind your name, so you have to accept whatever's offered to you. But guess what?
Right.
It may be the lowest job out there, but if you're faithful, God will make it top priority, and he will bring
That's
you
right.
in a place with this job where you're the higher power. You're one of the top team members. You know, you're one of the higher up management people. Yeah, God can, I'm a living witness. He can do all of
this. That's right.
I didn't even look for a job. He brought it to me.
Okay,
yeah.
After this job, I'm going to tell you something now. It's not going to matter. It's a certain young lady said, I'm coming by your house and said, I got some choice. So she brought me to the business plan. I'm telling you, I'm like, what is the business plan for? Not knowing when I got the job that I got, you can't get a business plan to write down every day to every day. Now she brought me the business plan before I got the job. But that was God lining up already. So that's why I know for a fact that God got some choice.
You can see it.
And I didn't doubt it. So that number behind my name, it doesn't bother me, because when it did, that number behind my name pressed me forward and lets me know that I went through that wilderness experience. So she understands that went before she and I didn't have to. You know what I mean? So it's my message to all your listeners. I want to know if they got anybody incarcerated, anybody with a sentence like I had, don't give up on it. Because there's nothing too hard for God. You know, they just got to give up on God. He doesn't give up on us. And that'd be the problem. So, you know, I hope they listen to your program, listen to your show, and take heed to the message, because I believe a testimony that, you know, that God has never failed. You know what I mean? He weighs down and picked you up. I'm better than I am. He down and picked you up. So I know there's nothing to change. You know, that's why I do what I do. Everything I do is for His glory.
Yeah.
I ain't perfect. Only Jesus will be perfect. But when the Bible's out there, I've seen the righteous forsaken on the seed, begging for bread. That means right instead. That means do the best you can. You're not going to be perfect, but do the best you can.
Well, see, this is what happened, too, on that note right there, Keith. God counted Abraham righteousness. He counted his faith as righteousness. Not what Abraham was doing or not doing, but because Abraham believed, God counted it as righteousness. So when you believe, God can do something for you. You know, he can move in mysterious ways. He can open doors and close doors that need to be closed. But I want to encourage you today to keep on keeping on. If you need me for anything, give me a call. And I thank you for what you've done for me already. Lisa contacted me. We have a wonderful fellowship. And yes, she is. A wonderful. Yeah, she's coming this week, too. Yeah, I'm bringing her this week, too. But, yeah, I do a lot like this, and I know some people don't understand, you know, because they haven't been there, and then the loved one that went there, they didn't keep up with them, you know, they done broke the law, whatever they felt about them, but. Because I've been there, and God did great things through me, and in my heart, I know that He can do it for others. And as you said, just don't give up on them. I'm battling with a young man. He got 20 years, and I'm battling with him because I have a pen pal prison ministry where I write inmates all over. So I'm battling with him to allow me to help him. Because he see things the wrong way, and then when he was out there, he was manipulating women. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not that kind. You can't tell me nothing about the deal with me. You got to make sacrifices. In other words, if I have to not make my house payment, miss my house payment, but send him some money. So, you know, I had to show him. Look here, you're not dealing with a fly-by-night who just started out here, or some do-gooder, a church-goer. I'm led by the Spirit of God. And when God showed me something, it is what He showed me. And then the next thing is this, in you. But see, what I'm loving you, whether you got a job, whether you have money, it does not matter. What matters is you got all power. You got that greater. So greater can do way more because the earth is his. The fullness thereof. Yeah. Yeah, the world is made in
him.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, so you can always go to him. And if you don't see no way, guess what? He'll make a way because he is the way. Yeah. So I'm just so happy. Yeah, I'm so happy for brothers like you because I know God is taking you some places. Now, I wanted to also share this with you. Try not to move so quick with this job.
Okay.
I need you to be praying that the Lord bless you to stay there. Because it's a trial, that's number one. And then the next thing outside of the trial, you're going through this trial because of where you're going in position with this company. You're not going down or out, you're going up. So if you can hang in there and endure, you're going to see what all of that was about that come your way. I saw the pictures, and I saw how happy you were on the pictures. I was like, look at this. He's excited on the pictures, on the job, in his uniform and everything. So God has a purpose and a plan, and he always sends somebody along, some way, somehow, to let you know what's going on, and I just need you to keep coming on in me. Keep growing in me. Because as long as you're growing in him, where you was last year, you don't want to be in the same place this year. Where you at with him this year, next year, you want to be moved up a little bit higher in God, in his word. And then I'm going to tell you this, because I'm full, I got a lot to see. But there is a calling for you. There is a calling of a minister for you.
Okay.
I see you working with young men. And I've even seen you working with some young women, but not a lot of young women, but a lot of young men. I see you working with them. And like you said earlier, they sit down and listen. Well, these young men are going to listen to you.
Okay.
Also, if you desire it, Keith, he's going to open the door for you to go back in and minister.
Okay.
Yeah, and you won't be going back in under lock and key now. But you'll be going back in to share with them and come back out free, just like you went in free. Yeah.
I joined prison ministry at my church. That's what I told them. I wanted to let them with the prison ministry for the church. I need to go down to the juvenile, so I got to fill out the contract. I see that.
Yes.
And I showed my thing. Because every young kid I see that I woke up on, I stood out and I gave my testimony. I didn't tell them. So don't give up. Don't make that mistake with that one short time. It's like time of pain.
Yeah. Monday. And I was just excited because this is just opening forgotten what God is trying to give to them, and if he turned their key and let them back out, they'll be dead before tomorrow. So he allowing some people to stay longer in hopes of them really seeking him so that he can put that greater in them, that their desires won't be the same when they come back out. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a lot too of what's going on. I pray for mothers because, the hardest thing is to see your youngin' in there. And to go visit and see how the visitation, you know, you search. See, some mama's not used to that. But my youngin' is in here, and I got to go see my youngin' and check on my youngin' so I endure and go through it. So, you know, and I pray for family members, sisters, brothers, because that's a hard deal for them to swallow as well. And like you said, mama did the whole bit with you. She did all the time with you.
That's right.
Family members that love their family, they locked up too. Yeah, they are.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's all right today. It's all right. But God is doing what he's doing, and we accept what he allows. And you just continue on. Call me if you need prayer. If you run up on somebody, hey, I can't get through the pastor, I can't get through to mama right now, they look at, can you just pray with them? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, because that's a good thing. That's what God wants. But again, this is Mr. Keith LaPierre Biggins, and he come out of prison on that First Step Act under the signature of Mr. Trump and a couple other people, and Angela King blessed me. I saw the interview, and I was able to get Keith to come and talk with us today. So we're grateful to the Lord. And Keith, I just want to tell you thank you so much. And I will just, I'm going to play this tomorrow, so I will be dedicating a song to you. We had to do the recording, but tomorrow, if the weather permits and I go live, I will dedicate a song to you, and I'll send you a copy of the recording.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Yeah, thank you. God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Like I said, I missed the first part of the interview. It didn't record, and it just come in where I could, you know, pick up on it from. Y'all know how I am with electronics and things. But I thank God we got this much, and he did 25 years in prison. And and drug charges, and after 25, I'm going to show you what prayer can do. That mother had been praying. And see, God know how much weight your crime carries. He know how much weight what you've done wrong carries. And sometimes, he was a first-time offender. That was the first time he had ever been in trouble, and he got some time. So if he had did 25 and he was still in there working on doing some more time, he had to have much more than 25 years. But he had a praying mother. His mother had the church praying for him. And when God said enough time served, God opened the door and let him back out. Yeah. So that's like with many. And some people are serving time within themselves, within their own hearts and mind. They are locked up. But again, whom the Son set free, if he sets you free, if he makes you free, you are free indeed. But you got to go to him to be free. Yeah. You need to go to God in prayer and ask him to deliver you so that you can be set free. Ask him to teach you how to forgive others. Ask him to teach you how to let your past go. Because whatever this young man did that granted him over 25 years, the devil couldn't take his joy. He was still happy. And that's God. Prison life is no easy life. And even this boy here with that much time, he was in there with some real thugs. I'm talking about he was in there with some real gangbangers. Got out of there, and I could hear the happiness in his pictures. I meant to post his pictures, and I will. You could see the happiness in this man on the job and all that he's got out to do. And he was released in July of this year, 2019. So it's only been a couple of months he's been home. And he said they was talking about bringing him back. They was trying to find a way that they could bring him back. But when I say, if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. So I thank God. I thank God for his power and his love and his grace and his mercy. And because we've done wrong, he don't hold it against us. But if we ask him to, he will forgive us. But we must ask for forgiveness and show God that we want to straighten up and stay on the straight and narrow. After Jesus cleared the room or cleared the area with the woman who they were going to stone because she had committed adultery, he told her to go and sin no more. But first he told her, where are your accusers? They was gone, he said, and I don't accuse you either. But go and sin no more. You understand? So once we learn better, we do better. And I'm so grateful unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Linda. I'm going to dedicate a song this morning to Keith, and because I promised him I would, and he blessed me. Look, now, I was calling to bless him, but he blessed me too. God is faithful. And good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. God bless you. Stay tight down there and everything. Praying for y'all area as well. And I just trust the Lord that this Dorian just bring a little wind and some rain. Yeah. And keep moving. Yeah, because we don't have anything for it here. And we praying that the people in the Bahamas and the places and the areas that it tore up, that people got to safety. And, you know, people who could not leave, they couldn't leave. We pray that God kept them safe. You know, a little roof may come off and half a window may have blown out. But all in all, they got a little water damage, but they are safe. Yeah, because you can get another window and door and another piece of roof. But a life, you can't just get a life back. So we're praying for those people. Yeah, hallelujah. Do it, God, in Jesus' name. So listen, good morning to you, Minister Shonda. God bless you this morning. We on the countdown now. We count down. We on the calendar. We on the clock. We count down. Good morning to you, Sister Diane. We count down, Diane, now. We count down. Good morning to you, Sister Rose Brown. God bless you right now. I know you're going to be safe right now. I didn't worry about you. Yeah, you're going to be safe. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Sister Rita. God bless you this morning, Brother Anthony. Good morning to you, Brother Anthony. Checked over yesterday. He had to check over. Well, I wouldn't have told him what I was doing. He said, oh, I need to be there for some of that good food because I had cooked some beef ribs. And barbecue beef ribs and macaroni and cheese and some green beans. And because my brother's here and my grandbaby's here, so, you know, I wanted to make sure for Labor Day we had, you know, something. And so we did that. And then last night I just broke out and fried chicken wings, Louis. I got them chicken wings, the flats, you know, and the little drumettes, got them all out the way. And so we sat to the table and, you know, laughed and talked and just had some chicken wings. I like sitting with my brother talking because we go back way in the day and talk about stuff. Good morning to you, Brother D. God bless you this morning, Brother Jermaine and Brother Glenn and Pastor Aaron. God bless you, Mary Ann. Good morning. Good morning. Sister Alexis, good morning. God bless you. And we thank God for each and everybody. And I'm trying not to miss nobody today because y'all know I have to get me a list. And good morning to you. Did I say Brother Dan? Good morning to you, Brother Dan and Pastor Aaron. Good morning. And a good morning to my goddaughter and my god grandson this morning. Good morning, Mr. Miles and Miss Laura. And thank God for you this morning. And Sister Linda, Sister Laura's mom, good morning to you. God bless you today. And I just thank God. And Mr. Mason, why would I call him Miles? Mr. Mason, and she sent me another first grade picture of Mr. Mason. You talking about cute, my goodness. He is so cute. Okay, Mr. Mason. And I'm looking at him. I'm knowing he's going to be real smart, real intelligent. Yeah, I can see that already. And I thank God for that. Good morning to you, the main man, Brother Lewis. Good morning. God bless you, bro. Good morning to you, Sister Linda. God bless you. I got an email from Sister Diana yesterday evening, and so I'm writing her back now. And I just thank God. I just thank God for all of those who checking on us and everything like that. I believe we are going to be all right. I believe that, and I trust God. Yeah. And so I'm happy. I'm happy today. The studio is open, too. I forget. But listen, anytime you have something you feel you want to say or whatever, just press the number one. It's not going to hurt anything. Uh-huh. And if I'm in the middle of something and God got me to keep going, then I'll do it. If not, I will stop because I see the light come on in the studio, and I'll just bring you right in. Uh-huh. No problem at all. But listen, we're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, if no one has anything to say, then I will pray aside. Look at Brother Little ribs and wings. I wasn't going to tell you about the silk pie. Yeah, the French silk, you know, chocolate. Look. And the lemon meringue and the socket tummy cake. I wasn't going to say anything about that. Yeah, my brother, he liked dessert. Uh-huh. But, you know, we got some other things I can have, Jell-O and a little Jell-O and a little, what this thing called, applesauce and a little fruit, you know, something like that. Yeah. But listen, we're going in with this one this morning, and when we come back,
oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death and to life everlasting, He passed, and we follow Him there. Over us and no more have dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Amen, amen. Turn your eyes on Jesus. I like that right there, because that's where we need to go. I don't care what come our way. We need to lift our eyes to the hills, from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. Yeah, we need to go to God by every little thing through his son Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's going to be all right. I know people think I'm a member of the Church of God in Christ. No, I'm a member of the book. You know, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I see what Jesus did, and I heard what he, well, I read what he said. And I can really say I heard what he said, because when I go in the Word, I'm actually there. Yeah, I post up somewhere right there looking. Yeah, sometime I might be sitting there eating an apple or a pear or something. I might have a little piece of cheese and bread and have some grapes on the side of me, you know, a little bottle of water, and I'm sitting right there and I'm listening. But it comes alive for me. I'm there. I believe it. I can hear it. I was even across the cobblestone walkway even when Peter said this. I don't know him. Y'all lying, you know. I was right there. I could see it. I could see the women coming to him. Weren't you with Jesus? No. And cussing them and all of that. I even went to the Last Supper before, sat right there with a chair against the wall looking. Ay, 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 ay. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you today, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I was there when it was in the upper room and Paul preached until midnight. I was there. I was there when they cast out to get a new disciple, you know, after Judas Iscariot had committed suicide, I'm going to say, killed himself. Yeah, you got to make this thing come alive. Yeah, because the word is living. It's alive. But if you don't make it come alive for you, it won't be. Yeah, and you won't be afraid of it, you know. I didn't say scared. I said afraid. Because when that word come alive, what it says, you want to do it. Yeah. And if you don't, you kind of, yeah, you know some things. Hallelujah. And it's all right today. But Lewis said he bleeds barbecue if you cut it. He going to bleed barbecue. Let me giggle it. We're saying keep your eyes on Jesus, Lewis, not on barbecue. Not on barbecue. On Jesus. Ah, yeah. Hallelujah. I thank God for good laughter. Good morning to you, area code 708. God bless you this morning. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm just excited today, and I thank God we in the hurricane season, and they got one to say this and that about. But I trust the Lord today, and I'm going to get some things done. Run my brother to the pharmacy to pick up a few things and come on back. And if you need me, call me. I'll be here today all day. And if I don't call you back right away, just have a little patience. I'm going to get back to you now because I'm going to be doing some things. All right. So nobody else have anything to say? Y'all know I'm long-winded. And I will pray us out this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you for all that has been said and done. Thank you for Keith, Lord, coming in to do the interview. Father, we touch and agree this morning that you would bless this young man, that, God, he would strive more and get more done, that, Lord, that you would put a hedge of protection around him, that you would cover him in his blood, in your blood, God, that when the enemy sees him, it won't see him, but it will see the blood of Jesus. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless his mother, and that, God, you would move for the family in a mighty way. And no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, for they are more than conquerors through your son, Christ Jesus, that loves them. Help today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. And, Father, as we depart this morning, bless every caller and every listener. Bless those coming through the archives and the podcast, O God. Have your way today and move in a mighty way for these your people. Bless their families and their households, those that are on the job. And Lord, whatever they stand in the need of, supply today in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. Again, bless our going out and our coming in today, O God, in Jesus' name. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings and miracles of Almighty God upon you today, September the 3rd, 2019, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we thank God. We thank God. So we pray that the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode. If the weather is not bad, I will be here. If I have power and internet, I will be here tomorrow morning, Wednesday, because they say between tonight and tomorrow, we're supposed to get it in this area. So if we get it and the power or anything go out, I can't. But if the power and the internet is going on, hey, and the weather's not too bad, I'm right here like I am today. Hallelujah. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye again, and I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon each of you today, again, in Jesus' name. So again, bye-bye.